Welcome to Formal Nachos, the podcast where we learn things.
Lots of things.
I'm Tamara Turney.
And my name is Jeff Budke.
And we have our executive producer, Josh, with us today. Hey, Josh.
Hello.
And we're recording again today with a live studio audience.
You can hear them now.
Hey.
Wow.
Raucous.
Lots of people.
They are asleep.
Outrageous.
Our 21st consecutive sellout.
Whoa.
I'm not talking about the audience, I'm just us.
Are we selling tickets? Are you pocketing money?
I am receiving a generous donation.
I think
And I'm still not getting paid?
It's a reflection of your work.
Josh, what are you working on today?
I am playing Quiz Up.
Quiz?
On my phone. I'm boning up for future quiz nights, because I aim to win.
Like quiz nights, like at bars?
Sure.
Trivia night?
Cool. Tamara, we just got back from non-vacations. I'm just getting away from him. I don't know.
Yeah, let's
from
just
Josh
move
anymore.
On.
I'll be back.
And then we ended up hanging out last week, and we went to a fancy bar.
We did, unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly.
I think we were trying to find just a bar, and we found the classiest bar of all time.
It was called Scout.
It's really cool. If you're in Seattle and you're downtown, look it up. It's beautiful. It's well decorated. They've only been open for like 2 months now.
Yeah. And if you got stacks on stacks, it's way easier to go there.
My favorite part is we roll in and we're all wearing bike gear. I think I had bike chain grease on my leg from hitting my leg on my bike.
It's a great tat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was a real tattoo. That always happens to me.
I had my blue Nikes on that I took to New Orleans with me that had paint all over them, so they're no longer blue.
Ooh.
They are white and a green stripe.
Nice.
So they look older than me at this point.
It's like a new style. It's like the vintage messy look.
Yeah, Leo Messi.
Leo
and
Messi look.
We sit down, and I open the menu. And the first price that I saw had 3 digits.
Yep.
I was like, oh, I'm in the wrong section.
Yep. I think you audibly said, oh.
And then I searched for other sections that did not exist.
Yeah.
And I was like, I might be in a little trouble here.
This is a $3 sign situation.
Yeah. And we looked at each other. There was about 5 of us in the group.
Mm-hmm.
And we were uncertain, but no one said, let's go somewhere else. Like, no one said those words, so I was like, okay, here we are.
We're in it. We're doing it.
I'm going to find something.
Yeah.
And
we had just located, like, the cheapest beers and cocktails on the list, and
yes.
We're about to order them when the waiter came up and was like, clearly you don't belong here. Let
he,
me escort you to a different section of the restaurant.
He did an amazing job of not saying that while saying that.
Yes.
Like,
it was,
oh,
like, super tactful.
Hey, would you guys like to go to a different section with a different menu? We were like, oh, yes.
Yeah, he's like, y'all look like y'all are trying to chill. Like, can I take you to our new rooftop bar?
And we were all very grateful. We go up to the
The Nest.
The Nest, yeah.
Which is also incredible.
We're getting in the elevator, and someone said, oh, where's the button for a poor person? Take us to that floor.
I also think someone said, oh, it's taking us to the poor section. Renton.
Renton for
all. Whoa.
Sorry.
No, that's not how it went.
We don't have any rent lists.
That's an unnecessary dig on Rentonians.
Sorry, I love
I think
Rent.
He hit the R button for roof, and I was like, oh, he's sending us to Renton.
Renton.
That's
not
going up.
The poor
section. That's going beyond the Puget Sound.
And we got the beautiful view.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Different menu.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been happier.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of waiting for the next waitress to be like, hey, you guys don't look like you're into this. Maybe like a chiller vibe on like that.
send us up
even higher. Like, oh.
But it was great. It was awesome. Definitely something to check out if you're feeling fancy.
Absolutely.
Got a promotion to be Steve Jobs or something.
It would take a promotion.
Yeah. The new Steve Jobs, obviously. Sorry, rest in peace.
Send your donations to @FormalNachos for us to go again.
This is really a public service announcement that you should be supporting your local podcast.
Oh, gosh.
It was a good time, though.
It was good.
It was fun. It was, like, good to celebrate a Tuesday or whatever it was.
Always good to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of celebrations.
Yeah.
We have a fantastic guest here today.
We have one of the most fantastic, nay, most fantastic, not one of, but
the
most fantastic guests that we could ever have.
One of a kind.
a good friend of all of ours, probably the classiest person that we all know. She probably goes to Scout and Nest all the time. And
this is not true.
But she also keeps it real. Gina, thanks for being with us today.
Hello.
Hey.
Thanks for having me.
We're so stoked you're here.
Yeah.
I am really excited to be here. Mm-hmm. I listen to lots of podcasts. And I listen to your guys's.
Have you been on a podcast before?
I've never. This is my podcast debut.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yay.
The audience goes wild.
Love it.
I will start with an embarrassing story for you, Gina.
Mm.
Yesterday, I was at a wedding, and you were also there.
I was.
Unfortunately, your twin sister was also there, and she walked up, and I was with Josh Norquist, and I said, Gina! And Josh goes, not Gina.
Oh, no!
I said, Nika! And she was like, hi, Jeff. I was like, I gave her a hug and just walked. I was like, okay, bye.
Oh my gosh. That's incredible.
I have to go not be around you right now.
Oh my gosh.
I have to go right now, goodbye. I just was saying your sister's name to say goodbye.
I'm sure she loved it either way.
Oh my gosh. How often does that happen?
Fairly often,
yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
I mean, because we, like, don't... She doesn't come and hang out with my friend group that often, and I don't hang out with hers enough for people
okay.
to, like, think of it immediately. Like, oh, this is probably not Gina. Like,
yeah.
They just immediately are like, oh, yeah, this looks like Gina. This must be Gina.
Yeah. That makes total sense.
Well, I totally did.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah, we actually brought you on the show just to talk about being a twin and what that's like.
We're doing a twin study right now.
Twin studies.
It is a fun thing, I gotta say.
What's the... Okay, I'm joking, but what's the best part?
About being a twin?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Skipping class? Trading?
We were never that devious.
Going on dates with each other's boyfriends?
I know, I was wondering about that part, actually.
It is nice when you go shopping together and you, like, want to try on clothes... Or you don't want to try on clothes, but you want to know what these clothes look like on you, then you just send your twin to try
yes.
on all of these clothes for you. I was usually the one who had to try on clothes for Nika, which I didn't care that much, I guess. But I saved her from having to spend hours in the dressing room.
So nice.
It's a fun thing. You
an
know,
active
you get,
service.
Right, you get to know what things look like on you without actually being in clothes. In the clothes. In those clothes.
In the store. At the clothes.
That's a good perspective.
I think
yeah.
I've also heard
it,
this would maybe be the last twins related question.
Yeah, we gotta
keep
moving.
But I've also know I've heard that some twins, I think we know some twins that don't like touching each other. Like they don't hug each other. Because it's like weird. Are there any like things like that? Like are you and Nika okay to give each other a hug? Or are there anything that's like, you know, this is just a little weird.
Weird. That's so funny you bring that up. That sounds just like us.
Really?
We don't. Not that we have a problem touching each other. We just don't ever hug. It's an odd thing that we don't snuggle or like are that like.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Is that because you're just not like those kind of people? You think, or is it because you're twins and there's like a part of your brain that's like. Don't snuggle with yourself. That's weird. You know, like.
You know I've never thought of it that way.
A t-shirt. Don't snuggle with yourself.
I feel like I'm just not a cuddly person. But at the same time, I love giving hugs to other people. So maybe it is just a weird hugging myself
thing. Or maybe
thing.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys hug when you won gold for synchronized cooking at the Olympics this year? You're fresh back from Rio.
That was great.
It was amazing. For those that missed it, the cooking competition happened early on, like
yeah.
right after the opening ceremonies.
Right. Like
and
literally right after.
You guys brought home the gold.
Mm-hmm.
Finally put France in their place.
And those Italians, too.
Those dang the Italians. But maybe you should tell me what you do besides being a twin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
this is more interesting.
Okay.
Right.
This is more interesting than being a twin. Okay. I work as a personal chef for people around Seattle. So I cook for them in their homes. I make healthy, balanced meals for them each week, usually just dinners, and leave it in their fridge, and then come back the next week, really.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I am in the kitchen all day, pretty much, doing what I love.
So good.
That's
yeah.
great.
So awesome. We have a lot of questions about your job, but I think we're going to kick it off with a couple of
random questions. Where I'm going to pick something random. We'd love for you to join us if you have a story to tell.
Okay.
An interesting anecdote.
Yeah.
A comment.
Yeah.
If you want to make fun of one of us, please, any of those things, just dive right in. We love that.
We should apologize to our fans who love The Wheel.
We're sorry.
We're really sorry. It's been a couple weeks now that we haven't had The Wheel.
Isn't here.
Is it ever coming back, guys?
We just have to find one.
Can't call it.
I think it's a matter of priorities.
Yeah.
It's not been a priority for
None
us.
None of us are avid life
I just don't
players.
Want to keep extending this false hope if there is none.
I did like The Wheel on the episodes that I heard.
Yeah.
I was, like, really curious to know what The Wheel actually looked like. So now that it's not here, I'm a little bit sad.
We'll tell you behind the mic. We'll tell you when the mic's turned off. Tamara just put her finger on her nose and shush.
Okay.
Tamara, let's hit up the cards of topics. Number 4. What is the worst song you've ever heard?
Oh, my gosh.
Or the song that gets stuck in your head the most that you can't stand.
The first song that came to mind was "Look at this photograph."
Every time I do it, man,
I hate that song so much. And my brother went through a phase where he was really into.
He was into Nickelback.
Nickelback and Creed. So much of both.
I would love to make fun of your brother, but I learned a few hours ago that in 2002. The number one Billboard song in the United States was a Nickelback song.
Oh,
it wasn't Photograph. It was a...
Higher? Was it...
No, that's Creed.
Oh, that's Creed.
Yeah, but I was like, oh my gosh, the entirety of the United States was caught up in Nickelback. It wasn't just Tamara's little brother.
Older brother.
Older
brother.
Oh my gosh, was your older brother?
Yeah,
it was worse.
It was
somehow worse.
I know, and it was probably around 2002 when he was in high school, and he loved it.
Oh, gosh.
Driving me to school, listening to Creed, listening to Nickelback.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my answer.
The youth are really into Lil Yachty right now. There's a song called Minnesota that...
I've never heard of Lil Yachty.
I know,
I have not either.
It's destroyed. It, like, it gets stuck in my head almost every day. If it isn't stuck in my head, my roommate likes to... sing it to me or play it in a tune.
Will you sing just a little snippet of it?
Can the audience pull it up on their Spotify account?
I don't understand.
Oh gosh, I can hear it. It's already gonna be stuck in my head.
Is this
you're
already
like
gagging?
What the kids are listening to these days? What?
It's awful. It's honestly the worst song in the world. The lyrics are "It's cold like Minnesota." He repeats that a lot.
I honestly can't even understand what he's saying.
No, it's like a different language.
I just ruined my
night. Wow.
It's climate-based.
He's very into regions.
Yes. He's trying to raise awareness. I get it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's really cold.
Cold like Minnesota.
Cold like Minnesota. Gina? You do not have to weigh in. You can pass.
I mean, mine is probably a pretty hot take, but...
Oh, okay. Hotline Bling.
I'm not a huge fan of Queen.
Oh.
Whoa!
I think it was just, like, overplayed in my youth, and I just did not understand the, like... greatness of it or something. I was like, this is just really annoying. This guy's voice is going everywhere
really
and I can't track. And I just like, I couldn't hear
all
it.
Of Queen.
You know, I can't even name a song.
Fat Bottom Girls, that really got to you.
The Bohemian Rhapsody, that's the one.
Yeah, that's
the
one,
the
that's
time.
Really it. And so I just never wanted to delve
we
in.
We Will Rock You,
Oh, We Will Rock You's okay. So not all of Queen.
She's into the stadium jams.
Yeah, like.
Well, I think Gina,
yeah.
I think stadium jams. So that's super great.
It's but really,
perfect.
It's probably just
Bohemian.
Yeah. That thing.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian.
It's a bro medium. Josh?
I can't say I can think of like the worst song I ever heard, but I had a song stuck in my head for 4 years.
4 years?
And it was the Sweater Song by Weezer. And I just had that in my head forever.
You want to go to the party later? Are
yeah,
going
yeah.
To, you're gonna
see
go
you
up.
Later.
No, that's.
I'll go to the party.
Is that that's El Scorcho? I thought.
No, that's Undone.
I just the one
just
that's yeah. Watch me unravel. I'll soon be naked. I'm coming to. So yeah. That was in my head for like all through high school and into college a little bit, and it was weird.
I don't feel like I've ever heard that song.
Oh wow!
I am like so behind.
It's not. I mean, it's okay. It's if you like Weezer, then you probably love it. But
I mean, I know a little bit of Weezer, but
wow. But not definitely not the worst song I ever heard. It just like I
had
to live with it for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In your head for 4 years.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Go ahead and tweet us with your worst song you've ever heard at Formal Nachos. Let's return to the cards.
Hashtag it's in my head.
Of topics. Number 9. Sweet, sweet number 9. Sleep talking, sleep walking.
Oh
do
gosh.
Any of you have any sleep talking or sleep walking stories? If you need a moment.
I've got two that I go to all the time. One is mine, one's my sister's, but I'm totally fine telling it on this national podcast.
Can you tell your sister's as if it's you, like you don't in first person?
Ooh,
yeah.
And then we have to guess.
Which one's you, which one's your sister's?
I'm not going to do that because that's, I don't know, I just don't know if I can make it funnier that way. I think it'd be funnier just to tell it the way that I always tell it. So I'm going to do that, Jeffrey.
He's been producing so much tonight. I'm so proud of him.
Anyways, so my sister used to sleepwalk a lot, and it was bad because if you like wake her up, she gets scared, and then it makes it worse. But so generally, you try to like keep her asleep, but just like redirect her back to bed if possible. But sometimes that can't happen, so she'd wake up and be scared. So this one time, she walked out of her own room down the hall to my parents' room, and she walked in, and she walked over to my mom's side of the bed and just like stood there and maybe like bumped in or tapped my mom. I don't remember. My mom's a really light sleeper, so I think she just woke up and was just like, "Kate, honey, just go back to bed." And Kate was like, "Oh, okay." So she walks to the other side of the bed and reaches up and grabs my dad's face like it's the doorknob of the door. She twists it. And my dad wakes up with his face twisting and he's like, "Bro, what are you doing? Go to bed." And he's like, "What are you doing?" And he like scares her, wakes her up, and then she runs out of the room. So that was that one. That was great. The only
That's
other one
fantastic.
That I... Yeah, yeah. Anytime you can grab someone's face and twist
it.
And then the one for me was... I actually... So here's where I remember waking up. I remember waking up, standing in my kitchen, and I was pushing the trash can back underneath the sink, and I was zipping up my pants.
Wait, why did you...
Well, explain.
I was dreaming about going to the bathroom. And when I woke up, I was in the kitchen. I don't know to this day whether I peed into the trash can, but all the signs point towards yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have a very similar, like, your
peeing in a trash can story.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Right in a trash can.
You peed in my trash can? I was framed.
It was Gina! Colonel Mustard.
You should go ahead.
Yep. No, I was in, like, third grade, and I woke up. I was in bunk beds and had this walk-in closet that was directly across from the bunk bed. And the door was open to the closet, and I woke up and, like, sat up in bed and saw my mom, like, scrubbing the floor inside the closet. I was like, "Mom, like, what are you doing?" And she was like, "Well, you peed on the floor last night." And I was like, "No, I didn't."
You're thinking of the one that looks just like me.
Yeah. It was definitely Nika. No, but she was like, "Yeah, you peed on the floor. Like, look at what you're wearing." And I was wearing completely different pajamas from what I had the night before. She's like, "You changed your pajamas and left them in a pile on the floor with a bunch of pee." And I had apparently gotten up in the middle of the night and just walked in the closet and peed. And I remember having a dream about, like, having to go potty really bad and being trapped in the closet. And so...
And nowhere to go.
Kind of
That's
made sense,
so
you know?
So ridiculous. Oh,
you and R. Kelly
have
been terrible nightmares.
In the closet.
I roomed with Clark, and he was a night screamer.
Oh, my gosh.
And he would scream, like... It was rarely, like, a yell. It was always, like... someone's name or something really random. So, like, he would, like, bolt up and just be like, Mom! Help! Mom! And then he'd go back to sleep. I'd wake up and be like, Clark, are you okay? Can you hear me? Clark. And he'd be asleep. I'm like, Clark's dead, everyone. And I remember one time he got up and he screamed, La leche, which is milk in Spanish. Although I don't think it's correct. I think it'd be, is it la leche? Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense.
La would
be the feminine, but maybe, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then just went back to bed. Yeah.
Oh,
there's also a time when Gina's married to my college roommate.
Yeah.
And he picked up a bed that Brad was sleeping on in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Pushed it on top of himself.
Because we had some pretty shady Chinese before
food.
Food. Yes. Thank you. And the MSG was... I remember I had weird dreams that night, but I left all the furniture where it was.
Yeah, you didn't push anything on top of yourself.
Oh,
it's a little bit heavier than you expected.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that.
Mm.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't think it was the MSG, though, because this is a continuous thing with Joshua.
Yes.
Really?
He's
a very vivid dreamer.
He is. It's really funny. It like really peaks when he's in a place that's unfamiliar. So like beginning of our marriage when we moved into our apartment and he was suddenly sleeping in a bed with a new person or just a person in general. It was incredibly. It was incredibly disorienting.
This is not a visual medium, but Gina and I don't look anything alike.
Roughly the same height.
That's about it.
Yeah. But yeah, Josh had like this. He has night visions where he doesn't really know what's going on. He's imagining. He's like seeing something that is not there. So it's usually a monster, and he needs to like chuck a pillow at it or like tear the blankets off of it.
Oh,
so what usually happens is I wake up to him like standing in the corner of the room with like a corner of our sheet, and he is just dragging them off of my body, like pulling the blankets to the corner of the room.
Are you the monster?
I am the monster. Sometimes. And then sometimes it's just like something, like we'll have a shirt hanging up that's drying and he thinks the shirt is the monster and needs to like chuck the pillow at the shirt. But there's sometimes, like, I've sort of gotten used to it. The pulling the blankets off of me is just the most recent thing that he continues to do, and then I just have to turn over and just, I'm done.
It's summertime, that's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys have been married a year. You said most recent, like, there's been a progression? Like, he's still doing this?
Oh, he's still doing it.
It's not new anymore.
Do you talk to him, or do you just let him do his thing?
No, I usually talk to him. I usually try and wake him up, and he gets really embarrassed and just, like, shuts down and doesn't want to talk to me.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'll usually try and wake him up. Josh, like, please stop. And like,
I'm not a monster. I'm your wife.
Right. But sometimes it's just, like, beyond waking him up. Like, he won't wake up, and I can't handle it, and we'll just sleep
half
the night without blankets. But
that's so great.
And sometimes I'll just, like, wake up in the middle of the night and he'll be sitting on the floor. I'm like, Josh, why are you sitting on the floor? And he was just silent, sitting in a pile in his underwear. I'm like, okay. I'm just going to go back to sleep.
Josh is it. We're keeping that in. He's the enemy of the show.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. That's so good.
But yeah, he
that's
he,
amazing.
He
that's
gets really,
really
scared when he's dreaming.
So, this is why we brought her on the show at all. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
He told me he was gonna listen to this episode. Maybe I'll have to convince him otherwise. But
cut.
Honey, would not. Not. Next time you sleepwalk or talk, go ahead and listen to the show.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
He's an interesting person to sleep with. Sleep around.
Sleep
next to.
Oh my gosh. I can't share mine after that. That was too good.
Okay.
That's so great.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Gina, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's the best.
Thank you for that too.
It was a gift.
I'm glad I could share.
In the most subtle of transitions, You are the world's best cook, gold medalist, and you've also cooked like in multiple places in this world, and you've traveled a little bit to learn how to cook more better. And I was just wondering, can you describe, like, can you talk about a place that you've been and where you felt like the most in tune with what you were doing, with your, and where you felt like the most inspired to cook?
I would say, so I went on a trip to Italy a couple years ago, and I was staying in Florence, and their open markets there are great. And I mean, I think just the open markets whenever I travel to Europe, which has only been twice, I don't travel to Europe very often. That makes it sound like I've frequented it
you
a
fancy.
Lot. Yeah, no. But like, I think when I'm in the open markets, it's incredibly inspiring. Mm. The produce is always so fresh, and like the vendors are like usually really proud of whatever they're producing and are very willing to like describe whatever they're selling and like the best thing that they have today, and you know, showing off their like prized possessions. And I think like seeing all sorts of different like produce and fish and like fruits and just whatever they have there is usually the most inspiring. And so I like want to take anything that I can get at the at the market home and make something delicious out of it. I think that would be like the funnest and most most inspiring sort of cooking adventure that I could have.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Who are some chefs that you look to for inspiration or like have been kind of like, I don't know, watching in their careers?
Emerald. Bam!
Oh, man. I did grow up watching Emerald. I actually really didn't like Emerald. He was so annoying. He was too old for me. I mean, and growing up watching him, it was like when I was 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But I am currently, I really like Eric Repair, and he's this French chef that moved over to the U.S., and he has this really, like, fancy fish restaurant in New York called Le Bernardin, and it's, like, they focus on doing fish, and he just, I don't know, does some really beautiful things and has, takes fish to, like, a different level and puts it in curries and, like, serves it raw with, like, beautiful, like, herbed oils and stuff. I've never been to this restaurant as much as I, like, know about it.
Joshy!
But I really want to go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, right now, that's, like, someone that's really fun for me to, like, read about and look into. I think there's a lot of, like, local Seattle chefs that I like, that I'm sure many people would recognize, like Renee Erickson or Ethan Stoll.
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri, yeah. I hate Guy Fieri. I don't hate, I just, he has some interesting TV shows.
Do you think he's misunderstood or do you think he's crazy?
His craziness is misunderstood.
Yeah.
Sure.
Based on your experience, though, in Seattle, like, not what you've heard or not what you've, like, whatever, like, what you've actually experienced, like, where would you want to go to get the best culinary experience?
What restaurant in Seattle,
sure.
Basically?
Or food cart, whatever. I mean, there's a guy in Singapore who just got a Michelin star.
For a food cart?
Yeah.
Like the tire company?
I don't.
And maybe Gina should explain what a Michelin star is.
A Michelin star, yeah, like the tire company. They have this rating system where they give you stars.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the it is.
It looks like a marshmallow.
It is not like the tire people, like the people that are putting your tires, the tires on your car, who rate these restaurants. But I'm sure a board of very like knowledgeable cooks.
Yeah. I like,
but the
it's
Michelin
just, like,
people,
all of our mechanics doing this, like going to places like this fancy restaurant we're talking about.
Right.
But in Seattle, based on your experience, where would you go to get the best, like, complete? Or even just, like, if you were to go for one specific dish.
I love Tilth.
Oh.
I feel like...
Wait, I'm sorry, Tilth?
Tilth. Yeah, it's a restaurant in Wallingford.
Okay.
They just do really tasty, simple things. Like, it's Tilth has, like, a agricultural side to it, and then it has this restaurant. So Tilth is involved in a lot of, like, farming and, like, urban farming sort of ventures in the city. And then they also have this restaurant. Well, it's... Oh, my gosh. I'm totally spacing on the chef's name.
Maria Hines.
Yeah, Maria Hines. She is the chef of the restaurant. They just have, like, really good, like, it's usually fairly simple. Like, one of the things that I had that I thought was incredible at Tilth was just roasted chicken with, like, mashed potatoes. And just the best roasted chicken and mashed potatoes I've ever had.
Wow.
Like, the mashed potatoes were super creamy. Like, it was like eating whipped cream, but it was a savory potato. And you just, like, dipped your spoon into these potatoes and it, like, released, like, a little bit of, like air. And it was so creamy and so wonderful and so magical. And
so
then this
delightful.
Chicken was, like, super well seasoned. Like, sometimes when you eat roasted chicken, it's, like, not seasoned to the bone. And this had, like, flavor from the outside all the way to the inside and was super tender and just, like,
How do you think she did that? Or how would you... How do you do that? Like, is seasoning all throughout the chicken?
She probably brined it. Brining it is, you can do a dry brine or a water brine. It's just basically taking salt and sugar and maybe some herbs if you want, and, like, letting the chicken sit in this mixture for a day or more.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, kind of, and it's a lot of salt. So it's like you
mm-hmm.
coat the chicken in salt, or you, like, make a super salty, like, saline solution and dip the chicken in that and just let it sit in it, like, through osmosis, like, absorbs into the chicken, and then you rinse all of that off and cook it, is usually what. But sometimes it can go really bad. Like, I mean, if you've ever, like, tried to brine your Thanksgiving turkey and, like, it's turned out too salty, like, if you leave it in the concoction for
too
long.
There's, like, a window.
Yeah, totally. So you have to know, like, how long to keep that piece of meat in there, because you don't want it to get overly done. But she did it perfectly, and the texture was just really great. Sometimes the texture can be off when you brine, but she did.
Yeah, Tamara and I went there.
It was so good. As you're talking about it, I'm just, like, remembering.
I know, I'm like, seeing the dishes in front of me.
Uh-huh.
We got pork belly.
Yeah, which was incredible.
Which
it
was
so tender.
Really
and,
good.
Like, the perfect saltiness. And
yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
And the sauces that they offered with it were really good.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was, like, some sort of, like, mustardy sauce that
yeah.
was, like, amazing. And then
yeah.
we got duck sliders.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had duck a lot.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But it was unreal. It
yeah.
was so good.
It made me want to eat duck more often. So
what's,
good.
I know you probably, like, cater your cooking to whatever your clients are wanting, but,
mm-hmm.
like, what is your style? Like, French or American or Italian or...
Yeah, it's definitely more American, and that's, like, harder to find, because it's, like, what's American? A bunch of these other...
Just pancakes.
Right. Pancakes and hamburgers, that's all I feed my clients.
Corn dogs.
You did say well-balanced. That makes
sense. I actually just found a website today that was like, here are 20 things that non-Americans hate about American food. Like, here are all the things that really gross them out. It's like American cheese and pancakes and all these things.
Yeah.
And, like, we cover everything with cheese, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes are bad for you?
No.
No,
okay.
The IHOP stacks. They're like, those aren't even pancakes.
Yeah.
Anyways, what's your style?
So
or with an American on it.
Yeah, my style is definitely, like, healthy, like, and that's, like, it's a weird take to have, but I balance a lot of what I make with the, like, nutrition side of things. So, I like to try and make recipes, like, classic recipes, just a little bit healthier, or just make, like, healthy foods taste really good. I have some clients most of my clients are, like, trying to eat healthy in some way. And some clients who are vegan or vegetarian or have some sort of special dietary need because of, like, a health problem. So that's, like, kind of the people that I cater to. And granted, I don't always, like, cook healthy food for everyone or myself even, but, like, things that are fresh and things that use, like, seasonal, local, like, real ingredients is, like, what I go for. So I feel like probably a dinner, like the style of dinner or meal that I most often do is like a protein and like some sort of salad. And this sounds like so boring, like, you know, like salad, but I try to make it a lot more interesting, like not just like green salads. Mm-hmm. Like I love doing things with grains, like grain bowls and like seasonal vegetables done in a different way, like roasting them or tossing them with fun different sauces and vinaigrettes. And then proteins, not just your animal proteins, but like tofus and beans and and other things. So that all sounds very like vegetarian, which I kind of like a heavily plant-based diet, but I also like to include animal and fish, a lot of fish, whenever I can or nice. Whenever I feel inspired to. So
that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where do you get these like in Florence you got it from the market, but where do you get like the high quality foods that you get in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
You're like at Pike Place Market every week, right?
Right. Pike Place Market is great, and we have lots of farmers markets that are great, but they're so seasonal, it's hard to get to the market, and it's like during the workday, which I don't understand why they do that. I do understand why they do it, but it's like for all of us who are at work, we can't get to the market and get all of your wonderful produce. But I'll usually go to like Whole Foods or Metropolitan Market. Mm-hmm. PCC is definitely my favorite, mm-hmm. as long as you're willing to lay down the cash. But
what up, Scout?
But it is if you stay in season, you can get the best quality of whatever mm-hmm. you're eating for a fair price, at least.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
What is your like junk food of choice? Like your guilty pleasure
my
food?
Oh god.
You had to ask that question.
No. I'm, like, painting myself as, like, high and mighty and I only eat vegetables, but that is so not true. I've
seen you eat ice cream once. Yeah.
I saw it once, and it had cooked pineapple in
yes.
it.
Yeah.
So
I really liked that. I remember
that's so
that.
Delicious.
I love hot dogs. Hot dogs are, like, I could eat them all day, every day,
yes.
for every single meal. It's, they're so
that's
good.
That's ew. When I was little, I ate hot dogs like every single meal, and now
yeah.
if I just like if someone just holds one and like wiggles it, I just like I'm like, all right, I'm done. No dinner for me.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah,
hot dogs are so good, and corn dogs and sausage,
dogs.
Just like sausages in general.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Like breakfast sausage, it's great.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Yeah.
Gina, how do you language. Feel about a rapid fire kind of short answer?
That sounds.
I've got some questions.
Okay.
Okay, I want you just top of your head, first thing you're thinking of, okay?
Okay.
What's the strangest request a client has asked you for? She doesn't want to share something. She's shaking her head now.
Okay, well, I was like trying to think. This is probably not how rapid fire is supposed to go. It's going to be faster.
Like that.
Okay, well, one of my first clients, she had a daughter who couldn't have lots of things. Her daughter was like 5 and had a lot of dietary restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't have dairy, gluten, or sugar. And then she wanted to go on this like kind of cuckoo diet that you like, it's sort of an elimination diet sort of thing, but you start with drinking broths. So like you, for your morning breakfast, you have a fish broth, like a fish bone broth. And this is a 5-year-old.
5-year-old.
And so she's like, can you make this fish broth for us? And it's like, you take fish bones and you like stew them for like 32 hours or something, and you, like, can't let it get over, like, a rapid boil. Like, you want to keep it just, like, simmering. And I was like, it smells so bad.
Oh, my gosh.
It was, like...
Keep simmering.
Right, and you wanted it to get kind of gelatiny, and I was like, this is disgusting. Like,
whoa.
I love you, but, like, no.
Oh.
And then, like, the kid didn't want to eat it, of course.
Of course.
Like, why?
Ugh.
So that... There's some interesting things in that diet. There is, like, you couldn't fry anything. You had to boil it all. So it was, like, boiled squash and boiled chicken. And you can't add pepper and only a little bit of salt. It was, yeah.
Whoa.
It was an interesting, like, Queen Anne parent diet that she wanted me to do. So.
What is your favorite part of the meal prep?
Probably, like, the actual cooking, like, stovetop cooking or grilling, actually, is by far my favorite thing to do. So, prep, boo. I mean, who wants to chop onions and, like, herbs? And, like, washing herbs is probably my least favorite thing to do. So, if I ever have people in the kitchen with me, I slough that. Yeah, I slough that duty onto them. No, but, like, the actual, once everything is prepped and, like, seasoned, the actual, like, cooking is the funnest part, and, like, watching things transform from, like, raw to cooked, and then, like, getting the right temperatures. Grilling is so fun. I, like, could, if I had a grill and could have a grill at my current apartment, I think everything that we ate would be grilled. It's just cooking things over an open flame, and, like, they're super hot grates, and just, like, especially good for hot dogs.
Nice.
But yeah, just getting, like, the sizzle and the char and the flavors from the grill is, there's so much variation in it, and it's really fun to,
it's the best,
to see what you get. Yeah.
If you were a rapper, what would your rapper name be?
This is hard.
Go Gazi.
Go Gazi.
I can't even think of a good rapper name. Like, something to do with a knife. Like, like, really, because isn't that would be, like, super tough, you know?
Yeah.
Like, butcher knife.
You and Nika could be two knives. That'd be pretty dope. Have you heard any two knives?
Like,
oh my gosh, they're off the chain. It's these twin chefs and they rap.
That would be a great, like, company name for us.
Two knives.
I
like
you heard it here first, folks.
Two knives. Coming at you. 2020.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing music while you're cooking, what's the music of choice?
Two knives.
It's usually flamenco. I really like listening to, like, Latin music while I cook.
Nice.
Yeah. It, like, move your hips to it. It's really fun. Yeah.
Hips don't lie. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does Josh ever cook for you? And if so, what is his best dish?
I cannot remember the last thing he cooked for me.
Burn.
No, he burns it really bad.
It was that good.
Sandwiches is usually what he'll do.
That's his jam? Okay.
Yeah, like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Cooking sandwiches.
He once made me a tuna fish sandwich. This was before we were dating, and it was, I mean, legitimately the worst tuna fish sandwich I've ever had. It tasted really good at the time. I was like, okay, like, I'll eat it, because it was, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was in the office our student government office in school, doing some work on my computer, and we were texting back and forth, and I told him I was hungry, and he was like, I'll bring you some food, and I was like, great, and he was like, oh, I only have a can of tuna and, like, the ends of this, like, 3-week-old loaf of bread, and I was like, well, okay, and so he made me the driest tuna fish sandwich on, like, the heels of bread, and it was, I mean, what I ate.
It was solid.
Yeah, so...
You said you like seafood, so...
Yeah, that's when you knew he was the one.
Yeah.
Yep, so charming.
What is your favorite video game?
Is Pokemon Go considered a video game?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's my favorite video game right now.
You were playing that when we were warming up.
I was. You guys are really close to a Poke Gym, and really wanted to go.
Chef Lau.
I was walking there one day, and two guys behind me were like, go to the gym. And I was like, I'm going to get Chinese food. Food.
Yeah, Pokemon Go is my jam right now. Sometimes I play NBA 2K with Josh, and he just kills me at it, so I just stop playing.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you had fast food, and what was it?
I feel like the last time was McDonald's Egg McMuffin.
That's solid.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Like, I don't do it very often. It was, like, last January. But it was really good. I do
solid.
Like the sausage patty. Again, guilty pleasure.
Do you have anything? I'm out of rapid fire.
Oh, what's your favorite time of day to cook?
I really like baking late at night.
Yeah,
it's fun. Yeah,
nice.
Can you give us a working definition of a secret plan?
That, I feel like, is something that Josh would have to give you.
All right, I will ask the man.
Well, he'll never be on the show.
My Josh. Yeah, I don't have secret plans. I don't know what you're talking about.
There you go. That is the definition of secret plan. Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic. Cool. So, I think we should return to the cards of topics, because Gina's been crushing it.
Yeah.
And with great sleep pee stories.
Sleep pee.
The tuna fish Josh Bright.
All the Josh stories.
I would like to just, you know, put it out there. I do love Josh. Josh is great.
Sure.
He is happily married.
I love my husband, yada, yada, yada.
That boy, can he cook.
Megan and I were on a date where I cooked for her.
Nutmeg.
And
spices with
we made. I made it very simple, like rice and curry, and we had cereal for dinner that night. So it was the worst thing I've ever tasted in my entire life. It was the worst.
Did you make the curry?
Made the curry, and I don't know what I did wrong. Doesn't really matter now because it was like one bite in. She was like, "Oh, thank you." I was like, "This is terrible." We had cereal. And then we were sitting down to watch a movie, and I elbowed her in the head.
Oh, good.
And
gosh.
Then we watched Beasts of No Nation. It was a horrible date night.
So
I wouldn't recommend
that,
kids.
Rough.
That was definitely the worst.
She stuck around, though.
Yep.
Solid.
That was when I was like, well, she's not leaving yet. This is good news. This is very good news.
Got a lot of room to screw up.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. That was a rough one. Anywho. Anyway,
cards
of
topics
number 3. If you were not doing your current day job, what would you be doing?
Oh man,
that's not number 3. We can do that.
Can we do it anyway?
Yeah, that's a different list.
I
messed that up so bad.
I've decided I really want.
Okay, we'll do it live.
We've done this before. This will be on 2 episodes.
Oh, yeah.
We can change our minds. Let's just keep going.
Okay, yeah, let's just
life
do it.
Life is all about evolution
it's
and,
adaptability.
Like,
adaptability. Just go in with
the show is
love.
The show,
guys. The show is show.
Oh,
show
man.
Is show.
I've decided I really want to be a florist.
That's new. That's a new thing. Our audience member has confiscated one of a box and is playing with it like a kitten.
Wait, you're just holding it and staring. Oh. Yeah, I want to be. I think I'd love to be a florist. I think that'd be really fun.
You were recently cutting out holes for a wedding, out of paper. No,
yeah.
Not paper.
Yeah, out of paper.
Is that the?
We can't
get it together, audience. You're supposed to be producing the show, Josh.
Not making it work. Oh, you're just sitting there holding the box
and shaking it.
Look at a little kitty cat. Look at a little top cat Cruz.
Curious cat.
Oh, so great. It's so hot in here.
It's a professional podcast.
Oh my gosh.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, so I was recently tasked with doing the flowers for a friend's wedding, and then I ended up not just doing the flowers that we talked about, like just the bouquets, but then I ended up doing centerpieces, boutonnieres, the bouquets.
Wow.
Also pieces for the whole wedding, and then a backdrop for the awning that they were getting married under, which I decided it would be a great idea to sew garland, which is beautiful, but it was probably 20 hours of sewing that week that I ended up doing.
Whoa.
Late into the night, every night.
That's fun.
It looked great.
So did they, like, commission you to do all of this, or were you just like,
what was your takeaway, Tamara?
Yeah, I made, well, I don't know if I should say this on the air, because what if Liz listens, and I told her I wasn't going to charge her anything, but I made $20 off of this. I upcharged
her.
I just rounded up. I was like, this is how much it all costs. $20 so I can buy myself a drink.
At Scout. That'll get you one of the tiniest drinks.
Exactly. But it would get me at least one giant ice cube. So.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys, like, not Yelp Scout or something? Like,
I don't believe in Yelp.
Actually, Tamara and I had looked it up beforehand because it was one of Josh Henderson's newest restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So we knew about it and we were wanting to go there, but we did not Yelp it or anything. Like, we had no idea it was that expensive.
Right.
Well, but we knew it was, I knew I wanted to check it out at some point.
Yeah.
This was a classic nobody communicated with each other before we sat down kind of situation. Because I was like, oh, great, we're getting one drink. I can spend this much on one drink. It's
totally
fine. The whole group was not in agreement. And that's when they sent us to Renton.
Renton.
Which worked out great.
Renton.
Yeah, Renton.
Gina, if you weren't cooking, what do you think you'd be doing?
I would be doing lots of things. I mean, there's multiple things. One thing I really like is fitness classes, and I think I would probably teach, like, yoga or Jazzercise.
Yeah.
Yes,
please.
Really fun. Like, I
building Jazzercise 99.
I love doing classes, and I love, like, dancing to, like, really good music. Like, when I choose songs that I like, it's usually songs that I can see myself, like, working out to or dancing to. Like, that is the bar that it has to meet for me to like the song.
Nice.
So,
very high tempo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also
stereo like,
jams.
Yeah.
I only like one tempo of song.
Pump the jam. Pump it up.
But,
love it.
Yeah, it would be really fun.
So
I would try to, like, do some sort of, like, classes with my sister sometimes. And she would, like, come home from college, and I would be like, hey, like, I have this new, like, routine worked out to Lady Gaga's, like, newest single. Like, you want to do it with me? And I would, like, okay, now you're going to bring your elbow to your knee. Now, one, two. Yeah. And it was great. She was into it. She's like, Gina, you should do this. Except she was also, like, dying halfway through. She's like, need to work on figuring out how to gauge my audience, I suppose, but...
Yeah.
Scale the intensity.
Yeah, right.
So good. I love that.
But workout instructor.
Yeah.
Excellent workout instructor.
I can say, like,
say
I'm pretty inspired by, like, what Gina's been saying about all this cooking and stuff and all this, like, all these things. I think if I could do anything else, I would probably get into the rap game and just start a label. I think I should have done that from the beginning, but...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Josh?
That's a good idea.
I don't know. I've known I've wanted to be a teacher for such a long time. When I was really little, I wanted to be a fireman.
Classic.
When I was a little bit older, I wanted to be a lawyer. And then I found out what lawyers
he did it.
Really do, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That sounds tedious.
I don't know. I mean, I think being a professional soccer player would have been great. Being a physical therapist, like a trainer, would have been really fun. So I could at least, if I couldn't make it professionally in soccer, which I didn't, you know, spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Here I am.
The Founders.
Still time.
I got a jersey today.
Not his own.
He's got someone else's name. They made a mistake.
But
then I could be like, helping other people be athletic and active, which would be really fun, I think. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Who got time for
one more
card de los topics?
Are you looking at the right list?
Yeah.
Great. Ready, set, go.
Ding. Number 6. Something that your significant other has worn and you had to say something. It was that bad. I heard a story recently about someone at this table. I'm not going to say who, but has been dressing like a tree of late. And he's upset about it. He's upset about it. Anybody?
Did you tell him I said that? It was great. You were wearing the brown pants and the green sweatshirt. And
not,
I was like, what?
Not to interrupt this moment, but your husband has become the worst at keeping any sort of secret. I don't know what happens. This has happened of late, but the second I tell him anything, someone else knows it. I'm like, I didn't tell that person. What happened to you?
The world needs to know.
No, it's not true.
It's because he tells me everything and I'm the worst.
So he tries to beat you to revealing secrets?
Yep.
I don't know what you're talking
to
about.
To be fair, though, I can keep secrets if I'm being paid to keep the secrets.
Nice.
So there is a boundary. I'm a therapist.
In case SPU is
That's like I can produce and I get paid to produce.
Different. It's very
we
different.
Don't see any of that happening here.
Totally the same.
Oh, man. What's the... I mean, well, I guess cat's out of the bag. My husband dresses like a tree.
Closet timber.
So I don't really
what? You take that back. That
really
is
have thing to
too
say.
Far.
Honey, you look like
or,
a tree today.
Or the other thing is you do the, like, gray on gray thing. A lot.
But you said that looked good.
Monochromatic.
Sometimes.
You're changing your
no,
story.
Sometimes it looks good. It depends on the grays. Like, you do this really nice thing where you wear, like, a dark gray and a lighter
just
gray.
I'm just
trying
to adjust how I feel,
awesome.
Tamara.
But sometimes it looks like...
The full-on gray.
The full-on gray tuxedo. Kind of like the Canadian tuxedo, but just gray.
Double denim.
Yeah.
Triple denim.
Triple denim.
Like, this tree outfit, is it just, like, brown on bottom, green on top, like, all the time?
It's just, like, this big green sweatshirt that he got from this coffee place down in Oregon, and then, like, these camel brown pants. So it's, like,
I feel like I probably know what you're talking about. I
and
can
it's kinda
very easily imagine Josh wearing this.
Yeah, and it's, like, an army green, not, like, a like bright, vivid green, but it's, like, an army green. And you love that sweatshirt, so I'm respectful
of
the sweatshirt.
And I almost never wear that combo. So the one time I was like, yeah, green
and
brown,
like,
those go together, nature. And I come home after a full day of work. So I've been around a lot of people wearing this combination. And Tessa, she looks at me, she's like,
did
wait, is that what
day?
You wore to work? You look like a tree. I was like, well...
Great.
Great. Now everyone thinks I look like a tree.
Isn't it great to come home to me?
You wear that all day.
The benefit of waking up so much earlier than me, so I don't see you before you go to work. Just when you come home. And greet you with so many critiques.
Megan never does anything wrong, ever. But I...
Never will.
I like wearing flip-flops in the summer, but for work, all the things, I have to wear shoes. And so the tan line is pretty bad. And she'll be like, we'll be like taking a picture together, and she'll like tell the person, like, hey, can you get it from like the knees up? If I'm wearing shorts.
No!
And or she'll be like, yeah, can you get like one from there and then like a closer one? I'm like,
oh,
I know what you're doing.
Gosh.
I know what you're doing.
We can edit that, right? Yeah. Okay, good.
That's
pretty cool.
Great.
I don't feel like Josh does anything that I like.
What about?
Have to.
What about the socks?
Oh.
With the birds.
Socks and birds.
I'm, like, okay. I've probably just grown accustomed to it. I think that, like...
He does wear cool socks, though.
I make an effort to get him cool socks because I know he will be wearing them outside of his...
Nice.
Or inside... With his Birkenstocks.
Outside
of
his the world.
Right. They're just going to be seen. So, corgi socks are a staple of his. There are, like, these socks I got from H&M who I that
my friend H&M.
Right.
Heather and
I thought these socks would have worn out at this point, but they're still going along, like, 2 years in. But they're just these, like, very Norwegian-looking sweater socks that are, like, blue and white and red.
Solid.
And he loves them.
America.
But,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I don't, yeah, there's not a ton that he does. I just, like, let it go. I just have to let it go.
He's a pretty fashionable guy, I feel like. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I might not, like, yeah.
I'm fashionable. Might be.
Fashionable might be an overstatement, but I have overshared.
Yeah.
Some negatives.
He's, like,
about
he's
Josh.
Got the, like, Seattle professional look down. Like, the jeans and, like, the sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he looks sharp.
That
yeah.
Right.
Great. Josh looks sharp. Yeah.
That was a fun minute. awesome.
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 So, at this point, I'm sure Josh is ready. I can just tell by all the signs are pointing to him being ready. Jim, we'd love to have you join us. We're going to talk about what we learned on the show today.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we'll go kind of in a circle. And it's only going to be about, like, what you learned on the program specifically. That's, like, the last... hour, what you learned on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Only. Right.
Right.
Josh, what did you learn on the program today?
Well, on this program, specifically, I learned that the month of July 2016 has been the hottest month in recorded history, as in ever.
This episode comes out later. It's not even July now.
Climate scientists are attributing this spike in the temperatures to, of course, man-made global warming, along with some other shorter-term climate patterns, like, in particular, El Niño, which is a phenomenon characterized by unusually high temperatures along the equatorial Pacific. And it drove up temperatures late last year and early this year. But fortunately, the start of La Niña could temper this warming, if only in the short term. But yeah, they also think 2016, in general, will be the hottest year on record. So buy some sunblock.
Yes. Care for your skin.
That's what I learned. Gina, what did you learn?
I learned that there's a restaurant downtown that is real expensive. I should definitely be eating on their rooftop.
Yes, for real. They open at 3 o'clock.
Tamara, what did you learn?
I learned that Gina should get a medal for extreme sleeping because she shares a bed with Josh Norquist, and it sounds like a trip. Also, that Josh Norquist considers making a PB&J cookie.
Bash on Josh show. Get one more, it'd be great.
he really loves his socks. That's all I can say.
Socks.
I've gotten in trouble with that.
Let's go socks.
Jeff, what did you learn?
Tilth is the restaurant in Seattle for awesomeness. It would be a great restaurant for me to impress somebody with.
Yes.
Also, Two Knives is the newest rap sensation.
Yes!
Coming to you soon.
Coming at ya.
Gina, where can we find you on the internet if people want to find you to cook for them or your Insta?
My Instagram is, I think it's Rogazi, so R-O-G-A-Z-I.
Nice.
I'm not super active on my Instagram, but feel free to tag me in things. I mean, I always like a good Instagram tag. Also, if you ever want to get a hold of me for cooking, just email me. GinaOgazi@gmail.com.
Sweet.
Nice.
We can post that and we can link that.
Yeah,
link
that'd
it.
Be great.
Yeah.
We'll tag you.
Our thousands of listeners will be sure.
You will be
just going to be overflowing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Clients.
Yep.
Thank you so much to our live studio audience.
Woo-woo!
Thank you so much for being here. Dragon Show. And you can find us at Formal Nachos. And you can find Tamara Lynette on Instagram and Jeff Budke on Twitter. At Jeff Budke. At Tamara Lynette.
That's
right. Tweet us if you would like to produce the show for us. We'd love to have other people doing that. And
you're looking for an internship.
If you're looking for an internship, the pay is bad, but the...
But the drinks are good.
The drinks are good.
And you learn a lot of things.
And you learn so
and we
much.
We learned so much.
I know I have.
How do I have?
Oh, my goodness. This episode has been smooth like a limousine.
It's too real.
Mecca!